Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Haas, here with co-host Adam Wickle.
How's it going?
We have a very special guest, starting at guard, 6'3", 190 pounds, from Thomas More University, Cam McClain!
What's up, y'all? It's Cam.
Yeah, so we got Cam on the podcast today. We're talking some basketball and his experience at Trinity and how it's going to be at Thomas More. Yep. So, the first question, so obviously 8th grade year, you know, you played basketball at Mayo. Mm-hmm. It was like your first experience in high school. So, what made you choose Trinity over Mayo, like just from the, to go to freshman year at?
Well, it was a crazy story how it all started, but at the end of the day, I just felt like Mayo wasn't the right spot for me for the future. So, I was looking at other schools. It was either between Trinity or North Odom.
Really?
And that's when North Odom had Justin Powell. It was something new.
Yeah.
So it was down to them two. Then me and my mom was just talking about it. Then we just thought it was the best decision to stay in Louisville, go to Trinity.
Yeah.
Was able to produce a lot of college players. So I thought, hey, this would be a good fit. So that's when I decided to go to Trinity. It was on a random... I remember some random Tuesday, sunny outside, windows down. I was in the car and we was like, yep. I want to go to Trinity. That's where I want to go. And we made it happen.
Yeah, because, like, I really feel like that would be a tough decision in eighth grader to, like, because you just played a whole full season at Mayo. Mm-hmm. And then to make another decision to change schools, like, basically Mayo's one of Mayo's biggest rivals mm-hmm. in the region to just, but yeah, you made the right choice for sure. You made the right choice.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, what would you say the biggest lesson you learned over your 4 years at Trinity was?
Oh, man. I learned a lot from Trinity, but man, it's hard. Probably losing is not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
You can learn so much from losing than winning. And that's what I got out of it. Throughout the 4 years, we didn't have the best record or anything with the past years, but I learned a lot from losing games mm-hmm. than winning games. So I would say you can. I don't know. That's really our question.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So you are going to play at Thomas More in college. So yep. If you could just kind of walk us through what that recruiting process was like, how they really kind of brought you in, and what made you decide Thomas More maybe over some other schools.
The recruiting process was probably the hardest thing I had to deal with, honestly. Mm-hmm. Every day it was some college coach texting me, mm-hmm. calling me, reaching out to Zabo, my AAU coach, my trainer. So I heard a lot of things. I heard a lot of good things mm-hmm. and some things I probably need to work on. But Thomas More was there from the start to the end. They were there. They were the first school to offer me.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So that was a big deal to me because they showed interest in me. They really want me, and it felt like I was needed in a way, mm-hmm. other than other schools. But, you know, when it got down to it, I was down to like four schools, then down to three. It was Thomas More, Lincoln Memorial, then also Southern Indiana, a D1 school, you know, in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So that was a hard decision, but at the end of the day, I was like, Thomas More is a school.
Yeah.
Like, that's the school I want to go to. That's the coach I want to play for. That's the assistant coach I want to play for. Okay. I think it was in the great area in Cincinnati. I just felt like this was a perfect fit for me.
Yeah, because you're not too far from home, so it's like you can just come back, like, drive back and forth whenever you need to.
Yep.
Yeah, so what would you say was your best basketball and non-basketball experience at Trinity?
Like the wins and losses, or
well, it can be like an individual thing that happened to you, like a team win that happened, just like your best like memory with the basketball program.
That's a lot of games, man.
We can do like top three.
Yeah, you need top three. Okay. Yeah. Top three. Yeah. You don't have to pick one. Top three.
All right. I can do top three individual and team.
Yeah.
Let's start with individual top three. Number one, I'll say breaking the 3-point record at Trinity.
Oh yeah.
I bet that felt real good.
Yeah, it felt good. I'll say number one. Number two, cracking the 1,000 points against Mail.
Oh, yeah.
That had to feel good doing it against Mail.
Especially
too.
Against Mail.
Yeah.
It was a great feeling. And we got a win, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That was a great feeling. And number three, All right, I don't know what's number three. So let's do the team. Team, obviously, being St. X, that's always a great feeling.
Yeah.
Y'all know how it gets down.
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Y'all know how it gets down. Got to get a win. Got to do everything.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, your senior year, being able to beat him twice.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh,
great feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
So, I have one, like, minor – so, like,
yeah.
When the draw came out, knowing that you could, like, of the teams that we could have played, did you want to play St. X, or was there another team that you wanted to play, or did you want St. X? Just, like, to beat them again, to send them, like, to send them packing this time.
Honestly, when the draw came out, I was excited. I mean, I didn't really care who we played.
Because you knew.
I already knew what we were capable of, but – seeing St. X, you saw, we ready. They're going home. We want to send them home.
Yeah.
Like, that was the automatic feeling that we all had as a team. We're sending them home. No way about it. We're not going home. We're not losing on our home court.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not going
to
happen.
Because, I mean, like, I go out to the lobby. I mean, there's people out the door. That, like, there's students out the door that are waiting to get in because, like, the doors are locked. So, like, then the whole front row is still within the first 5 minutes of people just
getting in there. Those games are crazy. Everyone's out.
Crazy. Man,
stands packed. Everyone was loud.
Yeah,
there's nothing like it.
So St. X was one.
When we played at Freedom Hall, Huntington Prep.
Oh yeah,
big time prep school, ranked top 25 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Our teammate,
Dre Vassar.
Yep, Dre Vassar. What did he have? 30 and 20 that game.
It was something like that. It was crazy.
30 points, 20 rebounds.
That's crazy.
Overtime win.
He helped us big time in the win, obviously. And I just remember we all celebrated because that's a big time school. And Dre played great, you know. We was all happy for him. So we was celebrating in the locker room, throwing water in.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a great time.
I'll honestly say, because that game, in my opinion, showed the most about our team because we had just lost a horrible game to Fern Creek like the day before. Like, the day before we – like, that was our worst game of the year by far. And it's like, the comeback from that, and like, it's like, no one gives you a shot against our preps. Like, all they do is play basketball there. So it's like, to come back and like, have the perseverance to just play through and then play in overtime too. Well, I mean, we were up and then they scored us in it to overtime to have the perseverance to come back and then win the game. Yeah, that showed a lot about the team, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. That was a great game for us. We needed that game big time because the way that we lost at Fern Creek was eye-opening for all of us because at the time we were top three in the state. We was thinking we can go on the road you know how we can get sometimes joke around a lot before we stretch.
Like Fern Creek.
Yeah, it's whatever. We can just play, then we can get a win, but – obviously, they play harder than us, and that's what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, you can make the excuses. Like, there was no excuse to lose that game. Because, like, they were honoring their teammates that game, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, we had every opportunity to win that game. They just wanted it a lot more. Because, like, I think that was the first time they'd beaten Trinity in a while.
Yeah, speaking of that game, that game was a hard game. Because I was close with the person that died.
Yeah.
I played for Fern Creek, so we used to always train together every summer. So it was kind of like, it was a long night.
Definitely.
A long night. And also just, I kind of took the fall of the game just a little bit as the captain of the team.
Yeah.
It was just, we should have got them, we each other ready. You know, we should have got them.
Knowing that they were going to come out fired, like really fired up, like for that game in specifically.
Yeah, knowing Fern Creek for a long time, seeing them play, they always play hard no matter who they play, no matter what. So that's what I thought about it.
Mm-hmm. So, what would you say your favorite game you attended outside of basketball was?
High school or just...
High school.
Yeah, it's a good game. So, I say Maryland Ballard in a regional championship. Mm-hmm.
It's 2 years ago?
A year? I don't know. 2 years ago, whatever. McHale dropped 40. That was the most exciting game I've been to. Probably one of the best high school games I ever saw in person.
Yeah, because, like, either one of those teams could have, like... Mm-hmm. They played out, like, what, triple overtime? Like, yes.
It's crazy, things because that game came down to free throws. Ballard missed so many free throws that night that Mayo just they were in the game still. Free throws, that's all you need sometimes.
So, how would you say you progress as a leader from junior to senior year? Because, like, you know, it was all juniors or no seniors. So, it's like, how did you know that you had to step up to be that leader for this for the senior year team?
Junior team, most of all the guys that played were really new to everything, new to varsity. So it was about me and CJ and Dave who've been in varsity practices since freshman year.
Oh, so y'all had a pretty young team that year.
Yeah, we was a very young team.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, me and CJ played sophomore, freshman year. So it was kind of like getting these new guys up to speed. And it was kind of hard because we're on the same grade. Sometimes, you know, they can't take us seriously. You know, you know how it gets. Yeah. So it's like, it was a very up and down year. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to mentally get them ready, but it was whatever. But senior year, we had two incoming people, Dre and Jaden Johnson, as a freshman, and Dre coming in as a junior. So it was like, they got that experience already. Our guys that played last year already got that experience. For me now, is making sure everybody buy into their role. Making sure that the two new people coming in starting is not going to be affecting people on the bench now. You know, because you know you're competitive. You want to start. You want to play. You feel like you should play over these guys. So it was like making sure everybody bonds well. Making sure we all got one goal, which to win.
I think that's important because we can notice that with the lacrosse team. It was last year. It was very much like the team wasn't really kind of. Everyone was kind of in their separate groups. Mm-hmm. And then this past year, I think the seniors, your grade, Chandler, Jack Mack, Andrew Welch, all them, they did a great job of bringing everybody in and kind of putting us in the mindset of we all have one goal as a team,
right,
and we're not going to get there unless we do that together.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the 7th Region Championship this year. Very hard game, but it was one of the best games, like, in Kentucky hits high school basketball history. Walk us through the overtime. You're down 7 points with like a minute to go. What's going through your mind at that point?
I remember we was on the free throw line. I looked up, saw the score and the time. I was like, damn, this could be it. You know, like, this seriously could be it.
Yeah.
Because, like, what are the odds of you coming back winning the game?
Yeah.
Especially with males, a great shooting team.
Definitely.
They're fast. They have ball handlers. It's hard. So, you know, a good shooting team, probably a good free throw team. They can shoot free throws. And I remember I looked at AJ, and I looked at who was shooting a free throw. I think it was Jack Elon shooting a free throw. He missed. We called timeout, and I was like, wow. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
This could be something that, you know, We score again. We got to stop. We got to rebound. We score and one. And we suddenly, then I see Dre shoot a three. Bang.
That was crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Tied it up. They call a timeout. Then, you know, they try to drop a play. Didn't work. And we go ahead into double overtime. So I felt we had all the confidence in the world to steal that game. Mm-hmm. I've never been a part of that moment. I only see it on TV. So in person. It was great.
Yeah. So, you know, you're on the bus or in the locker room, you got your earbuds in. What's your go-to song to get you ready for a game?
I honestly don't have a go-to song. I was the NBA Youngboy. Mm-hmm. So any type of song that he plays, I just listen to it.
Okay. So, that was all for the questions. Now I actually got some questions about your career from Trinity. We pulled some stats. And we're going to see how much you know about yourself. So, what was your three-point percentage this year?
Oh.
If you're within, like, 5%, we'll give it to you.
Okay. I say 40.
Yeah, it was at 42.7.
42.7.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You were close. Really close.
So, do you know how many threes you made this past season?
This season. I would say 92.
85.
So
that's still a good number. Yeah. That's still a good number.
Hope I cracked that 90.
Yeah. You cracked 90 your junior year, right? Yeah.
Almost 100.
Okay.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your highest scoring game senior year?
Probably 27.
23 points against Mail. It was that first game of the year.
Yep.
But this one's not a curveball, but how many rebounds did you have this year?
Oh, man. Rebound. That's a good one. Probably... can I say if it's over 100?
Under 100.
Okay.
Under 100.
Okay, 84.
73 rebounds.
Sorry, Jose, but I got a rebound more than you, right.
One of the biggest things that I saw, Drake had 234 rebounds.
That's a great dog.
And I was like, I knew he was rebounding a lot, but like 234 is a lot of rebounds.
He get those rebounds, I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, junior year free throw percentage. You shot a very high clip from the free throw line.
88.
Right on. Okay. So, what would you say to any incoming basketball players or players that might transfer about why they should come to Trinity and why they should buy into the culture that we have there?
If you want to come to Trinity, you know we're going to get, from a school standpoint, no. School first, sports second, or whatever you want to do. And then they will try to reach your goal the way you want to be. And especially with the coaching staff, basketball program at Trinity, you know history there. A lot of history, a lot of titles, a lot of state championships. It's a lot of trophies in there. Like when you walk in, you know you're walking into greatness. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if you want to play at the next level, there's no knock on any coaches around Louisville. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying Zabo got a lot of connections to college coaches.
Oh,
he's been doing this for 30-plus years. He knows how to get you in college. Mm-hmm. He knows what it takes for you to be in college, to be in the practice, to be stable enough to sustain college playing styles. So I would say if you want to play college, Trinity is the best option for you around here.
I think that's important, not even just if you do want to play at the next level, but really just kind of building a structure of that team in high school that he understands how it needs to be played at the next level, and so he can implement that into you while you're playing in high school, and it can almost bring you to a point where I watch a lot of basketball games, and y'all are playing at, like, D1.
Mm-hmm.
Why do y'all look like D1 players?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of, you know, why we are so successful.
Yeah, also because Zabo puts in a system. Not a lot of coaches really around this area puts in a system of defense and offense. Mm-hmm. It's kind of do whatever you want to do. We play defense here and there. But really at the next level, when I'm at workouts, when I'm at practices, when I'm watching, it's like Zabo's teaching us all the right things to do at the next level where other people are behind. Mm-hmm. Like they're starting to catch up while we're already there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference because on defense – you know, Carter knows.
Yeah.
Just every day, no matter what, he don't care if you're sore or tired, you're going to sit down and play defense and talk. No matter what. That's what you're going to do.
Or else you're going to run. So it's up to you.
And he's going to make you play defense at the end of the day. He's going to make you.
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing I probably took the biggest from Zabo is, like, in an era where, like, all the rage is three-pointers, offense, like, he still preaches defense so much. And, like, I feel like that's the reason why Trinity's always going to be in contention. It's because, like, if you can hold teams that just want to shoot the ball a lot, because, like, in that Mail game, I mean, they had put up 90-some games. They were scoring, like, a lot of points. So we kind of held them to, like, our season average of, like, where we were holding them, like, throughout the year. And so, I mean, the way he just preaches defense and the way he shows defense, it's – I don't think any other coach, like, does it like him.
Yeah, as an incoming person who decided to come to Trinity as a freshman, trust the process. Trust me. Me and Carter seen a lot of kids transfer after their freshman year because they don't play varsity. They're not on JV. They're not playing the way they want to play.
Yeah.
Trust the process. It's gonna work out for you at the end of the day. It's going to work out.
Just
believe in the coaching staff. Believe in Zabo. They would get you right. I've seen so many kids just panic that, oh, I'm not on varsity. He's playing over me. I got to leave. I got to play varsity right away. But it's really going to do you no good because I'm not going to say names, but you didn't go to college now.
Yeah.
You didn't go to college. You could have. You have the skill enough. You're skilled enough to go.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to college.
Yeah.
It just happens a lot, and I see it. I just see it.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like in basketball, it's like you have these guys who are, it's like, they think that it's, like, they're only about themselves. Because, like, I mean, you got some guys who, like, they'll just transfer schools, like, a lot because they think they're, like, it's not the right fit. Or maybe it's time to take a step back, like, look in the mirror and say, hold on, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not, because, like, I know one player who, like, you know, too, had transferred to, like, three different schools before he finally decided to stay at one, which kind of means, like, okay, it might be more you versus that coach's system.
Yeah, right. I feel like it's almost got to feel kind of, like, shitty for y'all, just, like, these freshmen and these young guys transferring because you guys understand the program and understand, like, where it can take you, and you're trying to bring them into it and be like, listen, like, I know it's hard right now, but you just got to stick it out. Like, you're going to get there, and knowing that they don't want to stick with it, that's got to kind of feel, like, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you can only say so much to people.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they're the only ones making that decision. It's also the parents.
Yeah,
definitely. You know,
the parents are the ones who are making that decision where I want to pull you out of here. I want you to go to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. The kid can only say so much, but the parents got everything in control.
Yeah,
definitely.
So that's where I feel like sometimes the parents could be in the way of some kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens, but they trying to see what's best for their kid. I understand that, but sometimes same where it's at is going to be. It's not always green on the other side.
Yeah.
Honestly. I feel like when I heard that Dre was transferring, I mean, I actually watched him, like, his highlights from J-Town, like, when they won the sixth that year. Like, the way he plays, like, I saw it at Trinity, too, it's, like, he's not just one-dimensional. Like, he might have a bad game on offense, but you know he's going to play defense. Like, he's going to lock down your best player. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like that separates him from all other players. Because some players, like, that would get in their head, like, oh, crap, I've missed three shots in a row.
Yeah.
But, like, with Dre, it's like he might miss two in a row, but you know he's going to get back on defense and prevent you from scoring.
Right.
Which I think it's like a lot of players don't think that way. And so we have one more question. Who was your biggest influence in your whole 4 years and in the recruiting process?
Can I say more than one person?
Yeah, you can say more than one.
I'll say my mom and my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Really, my mom she didn't want me to force a decision.
Yeah.
She wanted me to be my own decision where I really feel like when it's the right time, I would make it. And my cousin, you know, he played Division I baseball, so he knows what the recruiting process was. So he understood my standpoint of how frustrating it could be, how you don't know what to do, you don't know how to feel, you don't know what to say to a coach, you don't know what other things to say.
Definitely.
So them two were great. So them two really helped me with this process. And of course, Zabo, coaching staff, friends, family, they helped me.
Would you say that Jordan was one of the bigger, like, helpers, like, your game development?
Yes. Jordan took me to the next level with my shooting.
Yeah.
He's a great trainer.
I mean, yeah, he's training NBA players now.
I mean, I've been training with him for a long time. when he played at IUS, I trained with him down at IUS University where David Fife was going.
Yeah.
At the Focus days, I trained with him at Focus.
Yeah.
Like a long time ago when he started to develop his own college career.
Exactly.
It's crazy how big he got up. You know, he trained in Louisville for a good period of time that he left to go back to his hometown, Atlanta. He did that for a little bit. Then he coached overseas for a little bit.
Yeah.
Then he went back to Louisville. Now he's back in Atlanta, where I think he will stay in Atlanta. I do, but, you know.
I mean, he definitely left his mark in the basketball community, like, in the Louisville area. It's like, oh, yeah. He, like, there were some big-time players that, like, have trained under him. Like, D'Angelo Russell's probably the biggest name he trains, but, like, I mean, he definitely has a big, like, not just name, but, like, reputation here in Louisville when you think about, like, the basketball community.
Yeah, that reputation is going to stay forever, honestly.
Yeah.
So how helpful would you say it was, just because, like you said, you trained with him for so long, and then him being there at Trinity with you, what was kind of, how helpful was that, and just did it kind of help it feel like a tighter bond just with the team and all that?
It was a greater experience, I'd say that. I thought he'd be around more, Carter knows.
Yeah, I mean, what's like, I don't blame him because he had so much going on. Like, he has so many, like, training. Like, he trains multiple people a day, like, individual, big groups of people. So it's like, he did show up when he could, like, when he could make time to show up. But then it's like, then again, his main priority was training.
Yeah, it was, I just thought he'd be there more, especially with Dre, CJ, and me. You know, we've been with him back to the Focus days.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be there more for us, especially our senior year, our last year. I thought he'd be there for us more, but it was kind of, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's really hard to explain. I just thought he'd be there more for us. I get he's busy. I get that. But to be at practices more, training us after practice, I wish it was more of that. Training before practice, I wish it was more besides training the one person who's on the team.
Yeah.
More. Yeah.
Which, you know, I get it. They close, whatever. But
yeah.
Come on.
We're
on the same team. We're trying to build that one goal to win. We've been with you forever, so it was kind of frustrating on our part where, you know, he would text that one person, hey, I'm coming to the gym in the morning, let's get shots up, and we find out.
And you'd walk in the gym.
We didn't even know. Like, after practice, we'd be gone. They just wait till us to leave and work out. Like, we didn't know. Like,
yeah.
If we would have known, we showed up.
Exactly.
Because, yeah. You guys would never miss home. Like, you, CJ, like, you and TJ were always, like, before school, like, after school. Like, there was a game junior year where you guys just lost. You have a ball, you're out there shooting free throws. I mean, you're shooting three-pointers. Like, you guys never miss the opportunity to, like, go out there and work out. And I feel like Trinity does a great job of giving almost everything to their athletes that they want. So, I mean, like, you have the two guns in the big gym. I mean, Zabo is always willing to, like, let you guys in, like, even now, and you're not even a Trinity student anymore, he's, like, still willing to let you guys in and, you know, work out. Just, like, I feel like not many schools do that once a player is gone after that.
But, honestly, with this year's team, this year's Trinity basketball team, they should take advantage of what Trinity's giving you. Not just Zabo, Trinity's giving you.
Yeah.
Where you get all the assets, a lot of stuff, use it. Take advantage of it. Because with this year's team, I see people not getting the gym as much as we used to as a team. It's just, they got a lot to learn. Lot to learn.
Yeah, like,
they would figure it out, but they got a lot to learn.
I will say, though, this group definitely has a potential. Because, like, you can't just look at, like, what we lost or, like, what we gained or lost. You have to look at the whole area of, like, Louisville. I mean, like, Mayo lost Jack and Michi. Like, that's going to play, like, they're still going to be a good team. Ballard lost Sisk and Franklin.
Right.
So, like, those two are going to kind of, like, you know, take a little bit of a step back, but, like, they'll, like, yeah. The thing about the 7th. The 7th is the hardest region. Like, I would take a team from this. Like, you might not win it every year, but the 7th is the hardest region to get out of. I would say, in my opinion. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, the most talent comes out of that Louisville area.
Mm-hmm. But I think Trinity got a great shot winning it.
Definitely.
I really do. About how bad they want it will depend on if they're going to win or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I feel like, I know, Lance has definitely picked it up mm-hmm. as of recently. And Dre's going to be very fresh when he gets back, because, I mean, he hasn't touched the floor or played a game yet. So, I mean, his leg should be back under, because, like, we're going to need all of them through the long run. Because it's, like, the one thing that's going to hurt, because, like, the one thing we had last year was depth. We had a lot of depth at different positions last year, mm-hmm. but we're more top-heavy this year towards, like, last year, you know, you could go 8-9 down on the bench. Right. This year, you might be able to go, you know, like, 7 down. So it's like you're going to have a lot more players playing in more minutes, mm-hmm. which, you know, could lead to some things, but definitely got a shot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of teams around this area lost big time seniors or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean,
2023 class was crazy.
I mean, Ballard lost a few people, but when it comes down to it, I just think it's Trinity or St. X, in my opinion.
I mean, that's...
St. X got a young team, and they all returning. And it's going to be a battle with them, too. It's always going to be a battle, but I pick Trinity. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I pick Trinity. I'm saying this now. I pick Trinity. But St. X could give them a hard time,
cause
depending on where the bracket is, depending on wherever... It's going to give them a hard time.
They got some... They have some size. I mean, they got Graham. They got Will Hankey. And then they got Jeremiah Jackson. Like, then Chance isn't bad. Chance is pretty... He's good.
They
and then
Chef. They got...
Chief is...
Yeah.
He's upcoming. So, like, they definitely have a good team. But I definitely feel like we know how to, like, beat some of their... Like, we know how to beat Chance. Like, mm-hmm. if you put a guy up in his face and you just constantly, like, swarm him, it can... I mean, you saw that in the first game we played against them, like, 3 straight turnovers. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that game definitely brings out the most in everyone.
Everybody knows the coaches know coaches, so they know what they want to do. We know what they want to do.
Yeah.
So it's about who wants it more, mm-hmm. and it comes down to the hustle plays, the rebounding, getting foul calls, making free throws. It's about so much little stuff for you to win that game.
Yeah.
Which is, it's always
going to
be a great game.
It's just always a dog.
Oh, it's like, man. We were definitely a more talented team last year, but it's like, in a rivalry like that, the gap shrinkens.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got the crowd, both teams' crowds behind them. It's just the rivalry in general behind you. It's like, because no one wants to lose that game. Like, the best one I go back to is the football game. It was your junior year. We were like 0-6 going into the Trinity St. X game. We were there the whole game, like throughout the whole way, and then we only lost by a touchdown.
Yeah.
So like, the game in general and the atmosphere just brings out the best in everyone.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, you can even see that like in the alumni. I mean, even if they are graduated 2 years ago or they graduated in the 70s,
right?
They don't like the other school. They don't want to lose.
No,
definitely not.
They're still talking trash. They're still definitely getting fired up. I mean,
which is crazy to me because. I think this year was my first time of getting the trophy back.
Yeah.
I think so. Freshman year, we lost at Bellarmine. I think, what's his name? Moody, I think, had 40 points on us. Sophomore year, we lost in a close one. I know that. Junior year, Makai had 39 points. CJ played great. We lost. Even though we beat him at LIT before that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Then this year, we finally get the win.
I mean, well, it definitely felt good just to be a part of that team because, like, you know how much everyone wanted to win that game. Because, like, you guys have been, like, you and TJ have been playing forever. Dave's been there for the last 2 years playing. So it's, like, everyone wanted to win that game. Then also just to send them home, like, in the second game, it also felt good, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anything else? Okay, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Adam Wickel.
I'm Cam McClain.
Thank you for listening.